Hello everyone, my name is Elijah Day with Ministry of Crossfire, Crosswalk Sanitarian Congregation in South Carolina, Riverdale, Texas. Today is April 2017, or it's April 6, 2021. We're going to start our second service today with the song entitled, All the Way My Savior Leads Me. All the way my Savior leads me, for the heart to rest beside. And I tell His tender mercy, her to life has been my guide. Heavenly peace, divinest comfort, here by faith in Him to dwell. And I know what with all things now, for I know whatever befall thee, Yahshua did with all things well. All the way my Savior leads me, cheers His winding path I tread, gives me grace for every trial, filled to let the living bread. Though my weary steps may falter, and my soul absence may be, dashing from the rock before me, no whispering of joy I see. Dashing from the rock before me, no spring of joy I see. All the way my Savior leads me, oh, the fullness of His love. Perfect rest to me is promised in the Father's house above. I wait to life immortal, bring my flight to ends of day. This my song to endless ages, Yahshua led me all the way. This my song to endless ages, Yahshua led me all the way.
Parts 16, Righteousness by Faith. We're going to continue on. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that the Yahshua died for our sins according unto the Scripture, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according unto the Scripture, and that He was seen of the Cephas, and then of the 12, after that He was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that He was seen of James, then of all the apostles. And last of all He was seen of me also, as of one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, that am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecute the congregation of Yahweh. But by grace, by the grace of the Elohim, I am what I am. And His grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of Yahweh which was with me. Therefore, whether it were I or they, so we preach and so ye believe. Now if Yahshua be preached that He rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Yahshua not risen? If Yahshua be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of the Yahweh, because we have testified of the Yahweh that He raised up his son, Yahshua the Messiah, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then it's not Yahshua raised. And if Yahshua be not raised, your faith, salvation, and having eternal life is in vain. Your faith in anything less than the blood of Yahshua, then you have no eternal life waiting for you. You are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Yahshua are perished. If in this life only we have hope in the Yahshua, we are of all men most miserable. But now is Yahshua risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in the Adam all die, even so in the Yahshua Messiah shall all be made alive. But every man his own order, Yahshua the first fruits, afterwards they that are Yahshua at his coming. Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom of Yahweh, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power, for he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death, for he hath put all things under his feet. But when he saith all things are put under him, it is manifest that he is accepted, which did put all things under him. And when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that the Yahweh the Father may be all in all. Else what shall they do which are baptized for the dead? If the dead rise not at all, why are they then baptized for the dead? And why stand we in jeopardy every hour? I protest by your rejoicing. Which I have in Yahshua Messiah, our Savior, I die daily. If after the manner of men I have fought with the beast at Ephesus, it's talking about those men, those evil men of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, what advantageth it me if the dead rise not? Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Awake unto righteousness and sin not. Unbelief in the blood and the power of the salvation of Yahshua is sin. I will say that. For some have not the knowledge of the Yahweh the Father. I speak this unto your shame. But some man will say, how are the dead raised up, and with what body do they come? Thou fool, that which thou sowest is not quickened except it die. That which thou sowest not that body that shall be but bare again, but bare grain. It may chance of wheat or of some other grain. But Yahweh giveth it a body as it hath pleased him, and unto every seed his own body. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of beasts, another of fishes, and another of birds. There are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial, but the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars. For one star differs from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in the weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Howbeit, that was not first, which is spiritual, that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Yeshua from heaven. As is the earthy, earthy, yeah, such are they also that are earthy, and as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of Yahweh, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound. Okay, there's Donald Trump right there. Then read his name, the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. So this man named Trump, that is a prisoner in the United States today, he sounded his trumpet, and so the next thing that will happen after he finished getting this government cleaned up and straightened out and set up, there will be then the resurrection of the dead. The kingdom will come into full power, the kingdom of David, and then you'll start the resurrection. For this corruptible must put on incorruption. Here in this life, the corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be unto Yahweh, which giveth us the victory through our Savior Yahshua the Messiah. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Yahshua, forasmuch as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Yahshua. That's the end of chapter 15, 1 Corinthians. That's the end of, once again, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. We're going to 2 Corinthians now, chapter 3. It says, do we begin again to commend ourselves, or need we, as some others, epistles of commendation to you, or letters of commendation from you? Ye are our epistle, written in our hearts, known and read of all men, forasmuch as you are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Yahshua, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the spirit of the living Elohim, not in the tables of the stone, but in the flesh, the tables of the heart. And such trust have we through Yahshua to Yahweh the Father, Word, W-A-R-D, Word. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of the Yahweh, who also hath made us able ministers of the New Testament. Not of the letter, but of the Spirit. Now, why is Paul making an emphasis here, he's making us able ministers of the New Testament? Because the Old Testament is past, and Paul was a minister in the Old Testament time. But he was a bad minister. He got converted in the New Testament time and became a good minister. Let's continue on. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 7. But if the ministration of the death written and engraven and the stones was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of the Moses for the glory of his countenance, which glory was to be done away, how shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious? For if the ministration of condemnation be glory, much more doth the ministration of the righteousness exceed in glory. So we represent the ministration in righteousness. Now, righteousness by faith is offered unto the Adventist. In 1888, Yahweh sent two messengers, Jones and Wagner, and he offered them the ministration of righteousness. And the reason why, because the ministration of righteousness in righteousness exceeds all glory in the kingdom. That's what Paul says. He said, doth the ministration of righteousness exceed in glory? For even that which was made glorious had no glory in this respect by reason of the glory that excelleth. For if that which is done away was glorious, much more that which remaineth is glorious. Seeing then that we have such hope, we use great plainness of the speech, and not as a Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look unto the end of that which is abolished, but their minds were blinded, for until this day remaineth the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in the Yeshua. But even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. Nevertheless, when it shall turn unto the Yeshua, the veil shall be taken away. Now, the Yeshua is that Spirit. Okay, now let's see about that. It says, now the Yeshua is that Spirit. There is a preposition left out here. Let's read it with the preposition. Now the Yeshua is with that Spirit. He is not that Spirit. He is with that Spirit. For that Spirit comes from the Father. And where the Spirit of the Yeshua is, there is liberty. And we have the Spirit of the Yeshua right here in our midst. We have our brother there in Africa. No doubt he has that Spirit of Yeshua in his midst. And that wherever the Spirit of Yeshua is, there is liberty. And that is Jeff White, David Cherie. We have those good workers over there that's doing a good work. And we praise Yahweh for calling these good men. And we're thankful, Jeff White, for your new convert we heard about. We pray that he is for real, and that he will be an additional worker for your cause, for our cause over there in Africa. Let's continue, verse 18. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Yeshua, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Yahweh. Now remember, I told you that Yahweh's Spirit is the one that gives His Son and everybody a portion of all of His Spirit when they need it. And it says so right over there in Ephesians chapter 3. If it don't take long to fast forward to that, it says in verse 16 that He would grant you according to the riches of His glory to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man, that Yahshua may dwell in your hearts by the faith in His blood, I might add, that ye being rooted and grounded in the love of the truth, I might add, that is found in the Yahshua and the Son and the Father, Yahweh, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Yahshua which passes knowledge, that ye may be filled with all the fullness of Yahweh. Now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto Him be glory in the congregation of the Israel by the Yeshua, Messiah, throughout all the ages, world without an end. Hallelujah. I just finished out Ephesians chapter 3 from 16, I believe, through 21. Okay, now, we also finished 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Okay, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of Yahweh and a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is Yahweh, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Yahweh. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Yahweh. Wherefore we labor that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of the Yeshua, that every one may receive the things done in his body, according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Assurance of Yeshua's love. Knowing therefore the terror of the Yahweh, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto Yahweh. And trust also are made manifest in your consciences. For we commend not ourselves again unto you, but give you occasion to glory on our behalf, that we may have somewhat to answer them, which glory in the appearance and not in the heart. For whether we be beside ourselves, it is unto Yahweh, or whether we be sober, it is for your cause. For the love of Yahshua constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore, henceforth know we no man after flesh. Yea, though we have known Yahshua after flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Yahshua, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of Yahweh, who hath reconciled us unto himself by Yahshua Messiah, and hath given unto us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that Elohim was in Yahshua reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Yahshua, as though Elohim did beseech you by us. We pray ye in Yahshua's stead, be ye reconciled unto Yahweh. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of Yahweh in him. Okay, that's the end of chapter 5 of 2 Corinthians. Go right into chapter 6. It says, we then as workers together with him beseech you also that you receive not the grace of Yahweh in vain. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of the salvation have I secured thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of the salvation. Give no offense in anything that the ministry be not blamed, but in all things approving ourselves as the ministers of the Yahweh, in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonment, in tumults, in labors, in watchings, in fastings, by pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Spirit, by love unfeigned, by the word of the truth, by the power of Yahweh, by the armor of the righteousness, on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as chastened and not killed, as sorrow yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things. O you Corinthians, our mouth is open unto you. Our heart is enlarged. You are not straitened enough. But ye are straitened in your own bowels. Now for a recompense in the same. I speak as unto my children. Be ye also enlarged, be ye not unequally yoked with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Yahshua with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of Yahweh with idols? For ye are the temple of the living Elohim, as Elohim hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their Elohim, and they shall be my people. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith Yahweh, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith Yahweh Almighty. That's the Father. Okay, that's the end of chapter 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. For as touching the ministry, the ministering unto the saints, it is superfluous for me to write unto you. For I know the forwardness of your mind, for which I boast of you, unto them of Macedonia, that Acacia was ready a year ago, and your zeal hath provoked very many. Yet have I sent the brethren, lest our boasting of you should be in vain in this behalf, that as I said, ye may be ready. Thus happy if they of Macedonia come with me and find you unprepared. We that we say not ye should be ashamed in this same confident boasting. Therefore I thought it necessary to exhort the brethren that they would go before unto you and make up beforehand your bounty, whereof you had noticed before, that the same might be ready as a matter of bounty and not as of covetousness. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposes in his purpose in his heart, so let him give, and not grudgingly or of necessity. For Elohim loveth a cheerful giver, and Yahweh is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound unto every good work. As it is written, he hath dispersed abroad, he hath given to the poor. His righteousness remaineth forever. Now he that ministers seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causes through us a thanksgiving unto Yahweh. For the administration of this service not only supplies the want of the saints, but it is abundant also by many thanksgivings unto Yahweh, whilst by the experiment of this ministration they glorify Yahweh for your professed subjection unto the gospel of the Yahshua Messiah, and for your liberal distribution unto them and unto all men, and by their power prayer for you, which long after you, for the exceeding grace of the Yahweh in you. Thank be unto Yahweh for his unspeakable gift. End of chapter 9, let's go now into chapter 11. Would to Elohim you could bear with me a little in my folly, and indeed bear with me, for I am jealous over you with righteous jealousy, for I have espoused you unto one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin and unto for the Yahshua. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in the Yahshua. For if he that cometh preaches another Messiah, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit which ye have not received, or another gospel, in other words, another truth of the doctrine of Yahshua concerning the blood of the everlasting covenant, which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him. For I suppose I was not a whit behind the very chiefest apostles, that though I be rude in the speech, yet not in the knowledge, that we have been thoroughly made manifest among you in all things. Have I committed an offense in abasing myself that ye might be exalted because I have preached unto you the gospel of Yahweh freely? I robbed other congregations, taking the wages of them to do you service. And when I was present with you and wanted, I was chargeable to no man for that which was lacking to me, the brethren which came from Macedonia supplied. And in all things I have kept myself from being burdensome unto you, and so will I keep myself. As the truth of Yahshua is in me, no man shall stop me of this boasting in the regions of Arcadia. Wherefore, because I love you not, Yahweh knoweth. Let's do that again. Wherefore, because I love you not, Yahweh knoweth. But what I do, that I will do, that I may cut off occasion from them which desire occasion, that wherein they glory, they may be found even as we. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of the Yahshua. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according unto their works. I say again, let no man think me a fool, if otherwise, yet as a fool receive me, that I may boast myself a little. That which I speak it not after the Yahweh, but as it were foolishly, in this confidence of boasting. Seeing that many glory after flesh, I will glory also. For ye suffer fools gladly, seeing ye yourself are wise. For ye suffer if a man bring you into bondage, if a man devour you, if a man take of you, if a man exalt himself, if a man smite you on the face. I speak after the manner. I speak as concerning reproach, as though we had been weak, howbeit wherensoever any is bold. I speak foolishly, I am bold also. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Are they ministers of Yeshua? I speak as a fool. I am more in labors, more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prison more frequent, in deaths often. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice I was beaten with rods, once I was stoned, thrice I suffered shipwreck. In night and a day I have been in the deep, in the journeys often in the perils of water, in the perils of robbers, in the perils by my own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the sea, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Besides those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the congregations of Israel, who is weak, and I am not weak, who is offended, and I burn not. If I must needs glory, I will glory of the things which concern mine infirmity. The Yahweh and Father of our Savior Yahshua the Messiah, that is blessed forevermore, knoweth that I lie not. and the Damascus, the governor under Aristus, the king, kept the city of the Damascusines with a garrison, desires to apprehend me. And through a window in a basket was let down by the wall and escaped his hands. Okay, that's the end of 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Now let's go to Galatians chapter 2. It says, then 14 years after I went up again unto Jerusalem with Barnabas and took Titus with me also, and I went up by the revelation and communicated unto them that gospel which I preach among the Gentiles, but privately unto them which were of the reputation, lest by any means I should run or had run in vain. But now the Titus, who was with me, being a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised, and that because of the false brethren unawares brought in, who came in privately to spy out our liberty, which we have in the Yahshua Messiah, that they might bring us into the bondage, under whom we gave place by the subjection, no, not for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you. But of these who seem to be somewhat, whatsoever they were, it maketh no matter to me. Yahweh accepted no man's person, for they who seem to be somewhat in conference added nothing unto me. But contrarywise, when they saw that the gospel of the uncircumcision was committed unto me, that's the Gentiles, as the gospel of the uncircumcision was unto Peter. For he that wrought effectually in Peter for the apostleship of the circumcision, for the same was mighty in me toward the Gentiles. And when James, Cephas, and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that was given unto me, they gave unto me and Barnabas the right hands of fellowship, that we should go unto the heathen, and they unto the circumcision. The circumcision meant they go unto the Jews. Only they would that we should remember the poor, the same which I also was forward to do. But when Peter was come to Antioch, I withstood him to the faith, because he was to be blamed. For before that certain came from James, he did eat with the Gentiles, but when they were come, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing them which were of the circumcision. And the other Jews dissembled likewise with him, insomuch that Barnabas also was carried away with their dissimulation. When I saw that they walked not uprightly according unto the truth of the plan of the salvation through the faith in the blood of Yahshua, I said unto Peter, before them all, if thou being a Jew livest after the manner of the Gentiles, and not as do the Jews, why compellest thou the Gentiles to live as do the Jews? We who are Jews by the nature and not sinners of the Gentiles, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Yahshua Messiah, even we have believed in Yahshua Messiah, that we might be justified by the faith in the blood of the Yahshua and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified, because the works of the law doesn't supply any blood. Okay, let's continue on verse 17, Galatians chapter 2. But if while we seek to be justified by the Yahshua, we ourselves also are found sinners, is therefore Yahshua the minister of sin? Yahweh forbid. For if I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgression. For I through the law am dead unto the law, that I might live unto the Yahweh. I am crucified with the Yahshua, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Yahshua liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of Yahweh, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of Elohim, for if righteousness came by the law, then Yahshua is dead and vain. Galatians chapter 3. O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Yahshua Messiah hath been evidently set forth, crucified among you? This that I learn of you, receive you the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of the faith? Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit? Are you now made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain? If it be yet in vain, he therefore that ministered unto you the Spirit, and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law, or by the hearing of the faith? He as Abraham believed Yahweh, and is counted unto him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of the faith and the blood of the everlasting covenant, the same are the children of Abraham. And the scripture foreseen that Yahweh would justify the heathen through the faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, and these shall all nations be blessed. So then they which be of the faith and the blood of the Yahshua are blessed with the faithful Abraham. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, cursed is every one that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. That no man is justified by the law in the sight of Yahweh is evident, for the just shall live by the faith in the blood of the Yahshua. And the law is not of the faith in the blood, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Yahshua hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, and that is by his blood, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is every one that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through the Yahshua Messiah, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through the faith. Brethren, I speak as the manner of men. Though it be but a man's covenant, yet if it be confirmed, no man disannulleth or addeth thereto. Now to Abraham and his seed, where the promise is made, he saith not unto seed as of many, but as of one, and to that seed which is the Yahshua, which is in the Yahshua, or which is of the Yahshua. And this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before of the Yahweh and the Yahshua, the law which was 430 years after, cannot disannul, that it should make the promise of none effect. For if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more of the promise. Yahweh gave it unto Abraham by the promise. Wherefore then serveth the law? It is added because of transgression, so the seed should come unto whom the promise was made, and it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. Now a mediator is not a mediator of one, but Yahweh is one. Is the law then against the promises of Yahweh? Yahweh forbid. For if there had been a law given, which could have given life, very righteousness should have been by the law. But the scripture hath concluded all under sin, that the promise by the faith of Yahshua Messiah might be given unto them that believe. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, set up unto the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Yahshua, that we might be justified by the faith. But after that faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. For we are all the children of Yahweh by the faith in Yahshua Messiah. For as many of you as have been baptized into the Yahshua have put on the Yahshua. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one and Yahshua Messiah. And if you be Yahshua, then are you Abraham's seed, and heirs according unto the promise. Okay, that ends Galatians chapter 3. We'll continue on now with Galatians chapter 5. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Yahshua hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of the bondage. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you, that if ye be circumcised, Yahshua shall profit you nothing. For I testify again unto every man that is circumcised, that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Yahshua has become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of the righteousness by the faith in the blood of Yahshua. For in Yahshua Messiah neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith in his blood, which worketh by the love. Ye did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. A little leaven leaveth the whole lump. I have confidence in you through the Yahshua that you will be none otherwise minded, but he that troubleth you shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be. And I, brethren, if I yet preach circumcision, why do I yet suffer persecution? It is the offense of the cross ceased. I would they were even cut off, which trouble you. For, brethren, you have been called unto the liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion unto the flesh, but by the love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth after the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. But if you be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law of the condemnation of sin. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of Yahweh. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Yahshua's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Okay, that's the end of Galatians chapter 5. Now we go to Ephesians chapter 4. Therefore, the prisoner of the Yahshua beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of the peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as you are called, and one hope of your calling. One Yahshua, one faith, one baptism, one Yahweh and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according unto the measure of the gift of Yahshua. Wherefore he said, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all in all. He gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfection of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Yeshua, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of Yahweh, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Yeshua, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of man and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, that speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even the Yeshua, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies according unto the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. This I say therefore and testify in the Yahweh, that ye henceforth walk not as others Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of Yahweh, through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling, have given themselves over unto lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness, that ye have not so learned Yahshua, if so be that ye have heard him, and have been taught by him as the truth is in the Yahshua, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according unto the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after Yahweh is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speaking every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place unto the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of Yahweh, whereby you are sealed unto the day of the redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from among you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as Yahweh for Yahshua's sake hath forgiven you. That ends Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 5. That's a long chapter. Be ye therefore followers of the Yahweh as dear children, and walk in love as the Yahshua also hath loved us and hath given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice unto Elohim for a sweet smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of the Yahshua and of the Elohim. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of Yahweh upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Yahweh. Walk as children of the light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Yahweh. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of the darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light, for whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Yahshua shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, rendering the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of Yahweh is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is an excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking unto yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart unto Yahweh, giving thanks always for all things unto Yahweh, and the Father, in the name of our Savior Yahshua Messiah, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of the Yahweh. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husband, as unto the Yahweh. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Yahshua is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Yahshua, so let the wives be unto their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Yahshua also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word, that he might present it unto himself a glorious congregation, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself, for no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, even as the Yahshua, the church, for we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bone. For this cause shall a man leave his wife and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, that they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Yahshua and the congregation. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular show love his wife, even as himself, and the wife see as she reverence her husband. This brings in verse 10. This hour, contact us at the 11th hour call. That's number 11. Click on our audio archives, hear this message and more. Let us close now with a song. Zion's Hill by the Elijah Davis song that I've written. Well, I'm going to Kentucky. That's the town Zion's Hill.
Won't you go with me inside?